Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
A report has come out revealing a Raptors signing is likely imminent. So we're going to break down what that signing means for this group and what it means for the future of this team. Additionally, a former Toronto Raptor that had a lot of people excited about his potential is finally finding his footing and breaking out in the NBA. And then Bleacher Report is also predicting another Raptors trade come this summer. So lots of stuff to dive into in this video. But before we do, folks, we are very, very close to 34,000 subscribers. So it would mean the world to me if you guys could hit that subscribe button. Only if you want to stay up to date with all of the latest Toronto Raptors news. But appreciate everyone that's been supporting the channel, checking out the vids, and riding this journey as the Raptors enter a new era of basketball. But let's dive into the news. Let's dive into what's been going on. So basically, report has come out that indicates a Raptors signing is basically imminent. And you read between the lines, or you read between all the reports that have come out, it seems like this deal is going to happen much sooner rather than later. So basically, we all know. Kelly Olynyk is a guy that has come in, he's Canadian, but he didn't really fit the Toronto Raptors timeline. So given the fact he's an unrestricted free agent come this summer, some speculated maybe it's just a deal to facilitate trading away Otto Porter Jr. We'll see how things shake out. But based off all the reports that have come out recently, he's being factored in as a long-term piece on this Raptors roster. The team likes his fit. The organization likes what he's able to bring to the table. He perfectly sort of executes what Darko Rajakovic is, talking about in this sort of system of great passing, floor spacing, unselfish basketball, unselfish play. So Kelly Olynyk fits exactly what the Toronto Raptors are looking for, despite the fact he's a bit older. And the Raptors obviously dealt away some of their veterans. In the past year, we've seen departures of Fred VanVleet, who left in free agency, but Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, these types of guys. Dennis Schroeder, we waived Spencer Dinwiddie after acquiring him at the deadline. So some speculated that what's really the future with Kelly, but recent reports have indicated that, he's probably going to be around long term. And then a new report essentially details that a deal is coming. A deal is pretty well imminent. So basically, Doug Smith has talked about an extension is going to happen, put it in pretty blunt terms, and expected that a deal would happen, potentially on the day off, but Bobby Webster wouldn't play along with you know, the predicted day. So Doug Smith thought that this deal would end up happening sort of yesterday or today. So that seems like it's happening pretty soon. There's significant traction in terms of one of these deals. And this was followed up by Grange. Basically, he talked about it directly on the broadcast, but there's optimism about an extension. He doesn't know the exact timeline, you know, whereas Doug Smith sort of said, hey, he expected it to happen yesterday on the day off, you know, to get those reports out timely, get my YouTube videos out in a timely manner. But basically, he doesn't see it something as lingering too long per sources. If you had to guess, it's maybe something like a two-year deal. It can't be longer as Kelly Olynyk was acquired via trade and in the ballpark of $25 million. So that's sort of the number. That's sort of the timeline. That's sort of the deal. And that's extremely reasonable for Kelly Olynyk. 2 years, $25 million, you know, roughly $12.5 million per year. Not sure how the money's going to end up being stacked, but given what Kelly Olynyk provides to this team, I wouldn't say it's a steal. It's a very good value for what Kelly Olynyk is actually bringing to the table. I mean, sure, he's 32 years old. You're going to be 33 in a few days, like 50 days, but basically 8 points per game this year, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Those numbers have increased a little bit with the Toronto Raptors, up to 9 points per game, even though he's playing a little bit less minutes for this team. You know, the three-point percentage is down, but again, very, very small sample size. He was shooting 43% from the three-point line previously, and he still looks confident, and he still looks good, you know, firing up those shots, even though the percentages haven't been perfect. But you know, he's facilitating. He's a guy that just can be out there as a big and you run the offense through him. He's a extremely high IQ playmaker. You know, he can pass off cuts. You know, during the Raptors win streak, you know, during that pizza party win streak, Kelly Olynyk was a big factor in terms of, especially where Poeltl went down with the injury, you know, at the end of the game against the Indiana Pacers. But the way Kelly Olynyk can run that Marc Gasol-esque spot in the offense where, you know, he's in the high post and he's more above the three-point line than Marc Gasol was. Marc Gasol, you know, even though he shot threes and made threes and facilitated out there, Kelly Olynyk's even a little bit more floor space, a little bit more confident dribbling the basketball, but he's almost like a point center. And that's exactly what Darko Rajakovic wants from everyone out there on the team. He wants all guys that have high IQ passing. And like we've seen RJ Barrett's even passing ability improve. Obviously IQ and Scotty Barnes are very, very, very strong playmakers, you know, coming into this team and stuff like that. So, you know, having Kelly Olynyk, who fits the ability to sort of make good decisions, make good passes, and also is able to space the floor on the offensive end, is a perfect cog in terms of the system we're trying to build with this Raptors team. And even though he's older, even though he might regress a little bit, you know, over the course of this two-year deal, I still have full confidence in his ability to perform. And even though Chris Boucher is a guy that might be more, you know, some people are like, oh, well, what does Kelly Olynyk do more than Chris Boucher? You know, Chris Boucher is the better defender for sure, you know, a bit more mobile, a better shot blocker and rim protector and things along those lines, and can shoot the three as well. But Kelly Olynyk, the reason that he works, why he's favorited by a Darko Rajakovic system, is the passing. Chris Boucher is not going to be making plays for other people. He's not going to be able to sort of confidently dribble up the basketball. Even Kelly Olynyk can make some drives and things like that. You know, Darko wants players that facilitate that sort of quick moving offensive, quick pace decision making, not forced shots, you know, not boneheaded decisions. Even though Chris Boucher is a hustler, a better defender, and you know, around similar ages and stuff, a little bit younger, a couple years, I believe, he doesn't sort of do the things that Darko's really looking for. And that's unfortunate because I still think Chris Boucher is a good player. But I think if the money for, you know, a backup big, that the key backup big in the Raptors sort of system is going to go to Kelly over a Boucher. And we're seeing it in terms of minutes played right now. So, you know, we'll see what happens when the details are officially revealed for Kelly Olynyk, but happy to hear that this deal is going down. It makes that deal with the Utah Jazz look even more like a steal. I mean, Otto Porter Jr. is getting bought out now by the Utah Jazz. Kira Lewis Jr. was just a throw-in in that Pascal Siakam. I think we had to, you know, the Pacers ended up getting a draft compensation and stuff. The Pelicans have to give up draft compensation in order to get rid of Kira Lewis Jr. And then, you know, the late first-round pick, we have a bunch of those, and we were able to get Abaji as well as Kelly Olynyk, who are two very, very strong NBA players. So happy with how all that shaked out. But the next thing we're taking a look at is a former Toronto Raptor starting to break out. Now, Delano Banton is a player that Raptors fans, you know, being a hometown hero, wanted to see thrive, wanted to see succeed. And we saw so many games, so many glimpses of this man's potential, whether it's in the G League, whether it's with the main group, the preseason, things like that. He was a guy that seemed to be a dude that could be a main cog, could be a cool steal for the Toronto Raptors in the second round. However, the turnovers and the unpredictability, playing a little bit outside of his pace, just didn't allow him to really fit and find his footing in a rotation with the Toronto Raptors of the past, you know, last two seasons with Nick Nurse. And that just sucked because we saw the potential. We saw what could have been. And even Celtics fans, you know, look at Celtics Digest. They bought into the hype. They bought into the Delano Banton hype. But just the decision making, you know, the even though he can pass, he's a good sort of facilitator. He just as many good passes he makes, he'll make some boneheaded plays, you know, just playing a bit beyond himself. And that's what happens. We knew Delano Banton would be a prospect, would be a player that needed development, and you know, it just didn't really work out with the Toronto Raptors or the Boston Celtics. And he ended up getting dealt to the Portland Trailblazers. I'm not sure if he signed. I think it was a trade, you know, this year's trade deadline, and starting to play really well. I saw this post from the G League that he's been averaging 11.5 points off the bench of the Blazers. And now looking at his full-out stats from Basketball Reference, it's not as good, you know, 11 points per game. He's actually averaging with the Portland Trail Blazers 8.8 points per game, 3 rebounds, 1.7 assists. You know, the turnovers are still a little bit high. You know, the assist-to-turnover ratio isn't phenomenal. You know, the shooting is still they're left to be desired, but the fact that he's getting some run, getting some actual opportunities with the Portland Trail Blazers here now at this point, it's putting him 9 points per game. The Blazers fans really seem to like him in terms of his potential, are buying in, and I'm just happy that he's sort of finding his footing. He's breaking out and finding a little spot in the NBA, because even though he's not a great shooter, even though he can turn over the basketball a little bit too much, he has NBA proper skills. He has amazing size. He's a really solid defender when he's locked in, you know, in terms of his length, you know, at that guard sort of position, and play really fast. He's really strong in transition. And now, even though there's still shortcomings with his game, you know, the turnovers and the shooting, he's getting an actual run with the Portland Trailblazers, and he's doing well. He's doing a very solid job, you know, off the bench for the Portland Trailblazers for that team. Again, there's not crazy expectations for him. He's not the next Giannis. Like, you know, some games it looks like he has flashes of that being, but he's being able to flourish in terms of his specific skill set. So I'm happy to see Delano Banton find his footing in the NBA, probably earning himself another NBA contract going forward. So that's a nice positive. And the final thing that we're discussing in this video is Bleacher Report predicting another Toronto Raptors trade. Now, Bleacher Report loves to throw out these articles and loves to throw out these predictions and things like that. They're always a little bit of a fun read. I won't bash on them too much, but basically they made a predictions for the next wave of NBA trade block names, and then Jakob Poeltl was the first guy on the list, and talked about how Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby were moved at this year's trade deadline. You know, the Raptors went a little bit younger. They have Kelly Olynyk still, who's brought in, that plays the same position as Jakob Poeltl, and then after acquired, he also logged 21 minutes and more their three first five games, whatever. So Jakob Poeltl has 2 guaranteed years left remaining on his contract, and he has a player option come 2026-2027. So deals should be fairly pretty easy to move, and a huge target in the middle who excels at rebounding as a talented defender. Poeltl is still a starting caliber center, almost everything expected. So with the Raptors resetting the roster, Poeltl could be the next to go. So maybe this is, from the wording, from everything, you know, coming from Greg Schwartz and Bleacher Report, seems like more speculation than actual insider knowledge, but I don't think Jakob Poeltl is getting dealt. Personally, I think the Raptors like what they have in terms of him being a fortified big man that plays defense at the center spot. The Raptors' defense is going to be the thing that really needs improvement over the next year or so, and Jakob Poeltl really helps on that end of the floor. So I disagree with Jakob Poeltl being one of the names in the next wave of NBA players that are going to get traded, but I could be wrong. I think the Raptors right now are like 23rd or 21st in defense at this point, so they're going to need to fortify their defensive lineups, and you know, the moves they made improve the offense, improve the potential of this group. But, you know, dealing away Jakob Poeltl is going to be more of a negative. We see it when he's not out there playing for this team. They're a lot better with Jakob Poeltl in the lineups. The team looks better. He maximizes Scotty. He maximizes RJ Barrett than if he's just randomly out of the lineup. So I think Jakob Poeltl is going to be here to stay for at least a little bit while longer. I don't predict a Jakob Poeltl trading coming very soon. But let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below. You guys are the best to make it this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah.
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.